Wednesday. Conflict, abuse, power, and control. The Apostle John, the one who was so loved by Jesus because he opened his heart for Jesus. This apostle, he writes in his first epistle in chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, beloved. An interesting address. Beloved, let us love one another. Suggestion. Let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. God is love, so let's love each other. And in a practical aspect, Paul, in his epistle to the Colossians, in chapter 3, verse 19, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Do not be harsh with them. Love your wives. It's something which sounds easy, but it isn't so easy as it sounds. We have earned something in our genes from our fathers and mothers and grandfathers and grandmothers. And it's in us, and our education. And everything together, this mixture, yeah, that's me. So in this combination, some people are more timid. Oh, sorry that I do exist. And others are more forward, straightforward. I want to be in the first row, not in the last one. And in the middle, all the others. So when we cross a border so that we hurt someone with our emotional anger and we go across the border in sexual intimacy and physical abuse, whenever you cross a border, you hurt someone. And then you need forgiveness. And it's good when you ask for forgiveness. When it comes into your mind, oh, that was too much. And much easier is it to stop it before it happens. The abuse, the power, the control of the other person, of your spouse. I remember a couple, and the wife came home. Where have you been? Shopping. Where? Why have you taken so long? Whom have you talked to? It's horrible. I couldn't stand one day with such a person. It's impossible. You're controlled every second, every minute. And what did you say? And why have you talked to this person? You know I do not like this. Is that love? Never, ever. Would Jesus act in this way? Of course not. It's high time to be together with your Lord. To think about his thoughts. This situation, he acted like this, that. Mm-hmm. helps. It will change your mind. But are you together with him daily, with your Lord? Here's the point.